This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you want to know why I'm a Republican. You want to know why I think it's dangerous if Democrats get elected. I mean, the hatred they have for us is without any comparison in the world. There's nobody that could tell me, nobody in the right, in the conservative side, that has the kind of hatred for Democrats that they have for us. It's really quite amazing. Here's a great example. Great example. You don't need any more evidence than this. Here's a guy named Dick Costolo. Dick Costolo. Not Costello, Costolo. And he was the CEO of Twitter from 2010 to 2015. So for 6 years, CEO of Twitter, one of the most important companies in America, in the American media and social media. And they're the ones that are determining, you know, kind of what message gets out there for the election. Twitter and Facebook. What you can say, what you can't say, whether Republicans are allowed to get our message out there. And you know they're censoring us. They censor me every day. It's quite amazing. Every single day they censor me. And today they stop me from even putting something out. It's all beyond the pale. But here it is. He tweeted out today. So this is something he didn't say it in a mic when he didn't think someone was listening. He actually said it out loud. They think this is okay to say. He tweeted out, the former CEO of Twitter, "Me first capitalists who think you could separate society from business are going to be the first people lined up against the wall and shot in the revolution. I'll happily provide video commentary." What? That's what people like this think about us. You got to understand that. This, you know, to me, it's not even shocking. Because I went to Columbia University, and I know these people, and I know they hate us with a passion. I remember how much they hated Reagan when I went there, just like they hate Trump today, except probably 10 times more the hatred for Trump than Reagan. They're just, they've gone off the deep end. And I'm telling you, if you give them power, they're going to try and kill us, torture us, put us in re-education camps, kidnap us in the middle of the night, just like a Fidel Castro, just like the Stasi of East Germany, just like the KGB of the Soviet Union. Re-education camps, just like the Cambodians of Pol Pot. You know, they try to brainwash you, and if it doesn't work, they kidnap you in the middle of the night, they knock your door down, they take you out, they drag you out, and they send you to a re-education camp where you're doing forced labor and being brainwashed. And if you don't come out the right way, they kill you. And I'm telling you, it's headed for that. And you say, Wayne, that's an exaggeration. Really? You think it's an exaggeration when the former CEO of Twitter says in writing that we're going to put you up against the wall and shoot you? And you know what his definition of me first capitalist is? You have to understand what this definition is. Me first capitalist. To him, it's anybody who isn't woke. If you're not woke culture, if you're not willing to, you know, dedicate your company's profits to Black Lives Matter and Antifa, or you're not even involved in politics, even something as mild as, you know, I want to run my business and I don't think my employees should be involved in any way in politics. That is what he thinks should get you put up against a wall and shot. And this is an important guy. CEO of Twitter is one thing, but he's not with Twitter anymore. Now he's a partner at Index Ventures and sits on the board of Patron, which, by the way, got spanked in court for deplatforming conservatives. You know, and he ran Twitter from 2010 to 2015. This is an important guy. And he was talking in some sort of a series called Reclaim the Net. And it says Costola was replying to a tweet related to how Coinbase's CEO, Coinbase is a company, and their CEO has decided to separate business from political activism and offer an exit package for those employees who feel they can't work at a company that doesn't want to be hindered by politics and activism. As so many companies have been distracted in recent times by letting their employees get involved in politics. That's a brilliant decision. I don't ask any CEO to be a conservative. You be what you want to be. It's a free world. But you can't ask your employees to be liberal. You just need to tell them to stay out of politics when they're on the floor, right? When they're at the office, when they're talking to clients. Just stay away from politics. It's so easy. It's so simple. That's the rule. It isn't that we're forcing you to be conservatives. We're not forcing you to be anything you don't want to be. In your spare time, give to the Democrat Party. In your spare time, give a speech for the Democrat Party. But not as the CEO, and don't let your employees do it. And for gosh sakes, don't let them intimidate your clients and customers. You know? And if you do, then you're going to lose half your customers. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. This is a murder fantasy. These people have murder fantasies. So if you don't want your employees to rant and rave against Trump, he thinks you should be lined up against the wall and shot in the revolution. And let me tell you something, folks. There can't be a revolution if Trump's in charge and Republicans have the House and the Senate. There's no revolution. There can only be a revolution, a communist revolution, a Bolshevik type of revolution, if you give Democrats control in November. That's the only way this would happen. If you give them power, they're going to kill people, as sure as I'm standing here. I'm not exaggerating in any way. You now hear I'm not exaggerating. If you listen to my show every day, you know I'm not exaggerating, because the stories are out there by the hundreds of how crazy and how hateful they are, and how they, you know, they hate us and they want to kill us and they want to hurt us and they want to reprogram us and they want to brainwash us. The stories are out there everywhere. But when you hear a CEO of Twitter saying something like this in public, it's just beyond the pale, right? Let's line them up against the wall and let's shoot them when the revolution begins. Well, guess what? We got to win and make sure there is no revolution. And then you hear about California, another reason that, you know, you have to be a Republican, you have to vote Republican, you have to bring everybody out. Everyone you know, every relative, every friend, every coworker, you got to bring them all out to this election because our lives are on the line. Literally. Literally on the line, but how about this one? California Task Force will consider paying reparations for slavery under a new bill signed by Governor Newsom. So California will develop a detailed plan for reparations under a new law signed yesterday, by Governor Gavin Newsom, making California the first state to mandate a study of how it can make amends for its role in the oppression of black people. This is crazy stuff, folks. First of all, California entered the Union after the Civil War as a free state. So California has nothing to atone for, even if this was, you know, 1866. California had nothing to atone for. But this is 2020. Slavery was a long time ago in the rearview mirror. And there's no reason for anyone alive now, no one alive now was ever involved in it, so there's no one alive now that should have to pay for it. No white person was involved in slavery today, in 1865, no living white person. And you can't tell me who each white person's relatives are. You can't tell who was involved in slavery and who wasn't 200 years ago. And you can't tell me any black person, you can't tell by looking at them, oh, I know for sure they were hurt by slavery, their relatives were enslaved. You don't know who was enslaved and who wasn't. You don't know who's relatives. Kamala Harris, her relatives lived in India and Jamaica. She's not American black. And her father, I believe, is the Jamaican line, I'm pretty sure. And her father had, her father's relatives, ancestors, had slaves in Jamaica. She comes from a line of slaveholders, not slaves. So, you know, what kind of society do you want to live in where everyone's going to start asking, you know, doing DNA tests to determine if you were part of a lineage of slavery or you were the slave? you know, the slave owner or the slave? Do you want DNA tests to determine all your relatives and look it up, and the ones who did are going to wind up in jail because something your great-great-great-grandfather did? This is insanity. But California is going to be the first state to do this. The law creates a 9-member task force to come up with proposals for how the state could provide reparations to black Americans, what form those reparations might take, and who would be eligible to receive them. And Newsom says, the governor says, this isn't just about California. This is about making an impact and a dent across the rest of the country. The law does not limit reparations to slavery, although it requires the task force to give special consideration for black people who are descendants of slaves. Wait a minute. I, Wayne Root, am a descendant of Jewish slaves in Nazi Germany. And I'm sure in Egypt before that. And by the way, Jews were kind of slaves everywhere in Europe. You could make a case every country in Europe owes us billions and billions of dollars. And then add in the interest for it, and it's trillions and trillions of dollars. And we could just, you know, go ahead and play that game and bankrupt every country in Europe. Even though the people living there today have nothing to do with what happened to my relatives, and I have nothing to do with what happened to my relatives. It all happened a long time ago. You know what the key to success is? I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless. You just relentlessly forge forward. You don't worry about what happened yesterday. Now, if something happened in the United States while you're alive, that's a different story. In other words, say you're accused of murder and they convict you, and then it turns out through DNA evidence you're innocent. I can understand thinking that the government owes a payment to someone who was in jail for 20 years for a crime they didn't convict, of course. But to say that someone was accused and convicted of murder and didn't do it 300 years ago, and it was my great-great-great-great-grandfather, and you owe me $1 million now? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. California, the lands of fruits and nuts and flakes and communists. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out for 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. Now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. It only takes 10 minutes a day. Not just more effective, but studies prove it's three times more effective. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. Now he's invented a workout device that's three times more effective than free weights. The X3 is portable and easily stored. It's used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. The key components of the X3 are made in the USA. So it's approved by Wayne Root and Donald Trump, too. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. X3bar.com. I love America made. X3bar.com. The letter X, the number 3, and then bar, B-A-R, x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75 on your order, $75 off. I get you all great deals on all the products on my show. That's x3bar.com, and the promo code is WAR, and you save $75. All right. Let's grab a caller. Let's grab Pat in Las Vegas, who was at the parade yesterday. Pat, you were at my parade. Did you have a good time?
Yes, I was.
Tell us about it.
So I am a geezerette, and I couldn't get anybody to go with me. Usually that will make me decide not to go myself, but it meant so much for me. I found the place, and I got there an hour early, and waited, and it was worthwhile. I was so pumped up at all the people that waved and really appreciated us and the officers that reacted. I mean, I could have cried because they genuinely loved what was being done for them. And the thing that got me really at the very end, right before... I think it used to be the museum. There was a lady standing out front waving a small flag. And I just got on that horn and honked at her. She was so glad that we had come by there and she was showing her. I got one middle finger from a young kid riding a bicycle. I said, well, but that was it.
Hey, Pat, we're losing you. We can't get you. You must be on a cell phone. We're having a day with cell phones, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Pat, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. Thank you for coming to the event. Really appreciate it. Well, all my people had a great time. That was the amazing overriding thing that just gives me tears in my eyes is that, you know, when the event was over, every single person to a man and woman that drove by me at the Grant Sawyer building, you know, the governor's office building, every single person said, Wayne, I didn't ask them, unsolicited, Wayne, we had the time of our lives. We had such a good time. And you know, people waited hours to get going, hours. And I kept saying to them, you guys are amazing. And they said, we took the day off from work to do this. And I said, okay, I mean, I think you guys are amazing. They were like, can we do it again? We got to have another one. Everybody asked me for another one. So I think I'll plan another one, and I'll plan it for a weekend, preferably a Saturday, or maybe a Sunday. Maybe Sunday's better, now that nobody watches the NFL anymore. So, I don't know, a Saturday or a Sunday, because a lot of people had to take off work, and a lot of others, I'm sure, wanted to come but couldn't take off work. So maybe we'll do one on a Saturday or Sunday morning. We'll try and plan something before the end of October, right before the election, and get you guys out again. Everybody said, let's do it again. We love it. We love it. So, and the Ahern property was such a nice property, and they had nice bathrooms. And, wow, when I walked through their seven-story parking garage to thank everybody to start the event, you know, I thanked them at the end of the event, and I thanked them at the start, to start the event, the reactions from people, you know, everyone knows my voice, but a lot of you have never seen me, which I find funny. I had no idea you didn't know what I look like, and people are like, who are you walking up to me? And then I was like, hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I want to thank you for coming, and every person gets this look of shock. It reminded me of, what's that thing where they come to your door and you could win the sweepstakes and people get, oh my God! Yeah, I think I'm Publishers Clearinghouse. They got this look. You're Wayne. I listen to you 3 hours a day every day. Oh my God, I came for you. Oh my God. They didn't know what I look like. Now they know. They all got pictures. They can always remember what I look like. I must have taken pictures with like 300-400 people out of the thousands, at least 300-400 people. So it was a fun time had by all, and everybody wants to do it again, so I think we'll plan another one on a weekend where all of you who missed this one and couldn't get off, you know, or just couldn't afford to get off, we'll have one where you'll be off on the weekend, okay? One more great drive around Vegas in honor of President Trump and the police. Wayne Allyn-Root, the Warrior, be right back.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Look, I'd like to get another rescue package. I think there's more that needs to be done for the economy.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News regarding a new stimulus package. Negotiations still ongoing. The Kentucky Republican continues.
It's important to remember we already now have a debt the size of our economy for the first time since World War II. This has got to stop unless it's narrowly targeted at the problem.
Vice President Mike Pence is praising President Trump's accomplishments in the last 3 years.
We rolled back more federal red tape than any administration in American history already. We unleashed American energy and fought for free and fair trade. And in just 3 short years, 7 million jobs created.
Vice President speaking at a campaign stop in Carter Lake, Iowa. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I just mentioned that story about masks and how the Pennsylvania legislator, Democrat, was talking to Pennsylvania Governor Wolf, Democrat, who has locked everybody in and closed their businesses and refuses to let people make money and earn a living and pay for their families and makes everyone wear masks. And she made some comment to him about masks being political theater. We've got Dave from Pennsylvania on the line. I'd love to hear what his thoughts are from the great state of Pennsylvania where all this is going on. Hey, Dave, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. How are you, Wayne?
Good, good. I first want to ask a question. Before you say anything, I want to ask a question. So before you get to this comment by the legislature to the Governor Wolf about political theater of masks, how locked down is Pennsylvania still to this day?
It's locked down. The businesses are still closed. I mean,
wow.
They're starting to open a couple things, but if you don't wear a mask, you don't go in. It's just ridiculous. You know, they don't let you in without masks, but most of the places are still closed down. And there's a
wow.
lot of places that went out of business over this. I mean, people
yeah.
that were open for a hardware store right here that was open for 50 years, a family-owned hardware, and they had it closed up. And it's just a disgrace what they're doing to these people.
It's terrible. So what do you think of this, of this gal legislator who says the whole thing's political theater, and she's a big Democrat, and she's talking to the famous governor who is the one who's making everybody wear the mask. They all know it's a big joke.
It's a joke. I sent you that email. I don't know if you got it from me or what, but it is a big joke. We knew it was a big joke to begin with, but now they just confirmed it was a big joke. But the thing is, this would be all over the news, but they're hiding this. You know the deal. They're just going to hide this. Nobody's going to make a deal out of this. But it is political theater. They got caught, and nothing. Crickets.
Well, I just don't understand. Here's what I don't get, Dave. If businesses are closed, what are you supposed to do for money?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. These people, I feel so bad for these people. I really do. You know,
so
they have no money coming.
So every city's a ghost town in Pennsylvania? Is that the deal? When you walk through small cities, you know, small towns and even big cities, Philadelphia, is it mostly a ghost town on the streets?
It's closed down. They're all closed down. They open certain things like, excuse me, bingo halls and things like that, a couple bars, but they're only allowed, it's funny, they're allowed to stay open till 8 at night, and then they have to close. Like this disease comes at 8 o'clock at night, you know what I mean?
There's no rhyme or reason to any of the rules. Same thing here in Nevada. You know, the good news is that we're mostly open in Nevada and have been since June, but not if you're a bar owner. Now, that's the nightmare. If you were a bar owner, you were closed the entire summer in Las Vegas. But they are reopened now, and now they've raised, just in the last 48 hours, they've raised the limit of people that can be in one place from 50 to 250, and under certain circumstances, like the football stadium and churches, if you adhere to certain strict rules, you can even go higher than that. So you might be able to get a few thousand people in Allegiant Stadium, the Raiders' new home. So it's still ridiculous, but it's a heck of a lot better than it is in places like Michigan and your state of Pennsylvania and California and New York. You know, we've been open for a lot longer, but, you know, you have to wear masks. Even in Nevada, you got to wear masks. Any store you walk in, you got to wear a mask. But here's the joke, Dave. So I go out to dinner almost every night. That's my one joy in life, you know? I work all day like a slave, like an animal. 16 hours a day I work, and I love working, so I'm not complaining about it. I'm a hard-working guy, and I don't get a lot of joy. I work, 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 then my joy is when the day is up and this show is over. I work all day, then I do a three-hour radio show, and then I go to dinner with my fiancé. So we go out to eat, you know, most nights. Well, when
right.
you go out to eat, you wear a mask, you get out of your car, you put on a mask to walk 5 feet to the restaurant, and then I open the door of the restaurant, and the minute I get inside, I take my mask off. Then I sit down, and I spend, say, two and a half hours eating. Everyone around me is eating, and they don't have masks on. All the germs are in the air. I've never got COVID. That's been 3 months, 4 months I've been eating out. June, July, August, September. 4 months, 7 nights a week eating out, 2 hours at a time with no mask on, everybody else with no mask on. And I'm fine. So, and then you walk out, and the minute you, like, get to near the door area where the hostess is, you put your mask back on so you're within, you know, so nobody could say anything, and then you walk out the door, you take it off right away. So I'm wearing my mask, like, a minute and 30 seconds and when I go to a restaurant. That's it. A total of a minute and 30 seconds. It's all ridiculous. Then why wear it at all? The whole thing is stupid.
It is stupid. It's the same way here. You have to walk in a restaurant with a mask and sit down and take your mask off. It's like the disease is above your head or something that when you stand up, you have, you know what? I swear, I think these people like Governor Wolf and the people out there in Nevada are just laughing and saying, look what we are making these people do, the most ridiculous things, and they're doing them. I can't believe that people just haven't had enough of it and said, this is it. No more of this crap. And they're just rebelled against people.
I think they're looking to see how far they can go. They're looking to see how far they can go with us. Are we really sheep? Because the next one will be much worse. And this will seem mild by comparison. That seems like the test that's going on. I don't know. Or maybe it's just, all it is it's just, it's not even, you know, making it way too detailed. Maybe what it really is, we just want to defeat President Trump. And that's it. We want to make everybody miserable and turn the whole country upside down and ruin the economy and make everyone mad. And therefore, you know, when you walk in the voting booth, you say, am I happier than I was 4 years ago? Am I better off? Oh, I'll blame it on Trump. Maybe that's all it really is, and it's nothing else. They're not mentally ill. They're not nuts. They're not trying to prepare us for something worse. They're not coming up with comical things just to laugh at us. Maybe this is just how they defeat President Trump. But I'm telling you, it's not going to work. I'll bet everybody you know in Pennsylvania is voting for Trump, because I know everyone I know in Nevada is voting for Trump.
So they're voting for Trump, and the people know that it's the Democrats doing this. They know it isn't Trump doing it. It's the Democrat governors doing this. And it's going to backfire on them. It's absolutely going to backfire on them.
Well, it should.
I don't know what they're thinking.
It should, because people are out of work. I don't know how you make a living when you're out of work. I mean, I laugh. I know lots of people that are in the same position I'm in, which is, you know, I need to make a lot of money each month to pay my bills. And I got an alimony payment to make. I got to pay the alimony every month. So, you know, you got to pay the IRS every month. I have no idea how they think somebody can just not make money for a month or 2 months, let alone 6 months or 8 months. And then what? It's all going to be okay because the government sends me a $1,200 check? It's a joke. What's that going to do for a guy who owns a business that makes $20,000 a month? What's a $1,200 check going to do for you when you're not making the $20,000 a month for the 6 month in a row? You're out $120,000. You're short, but they're going to send you a $1,200 check. How nice. Isn't government sweet?
It's peanuts. It's not going to do anything for it. And meanwhile, these governors and the people making these rules on everyone are getting paid.
All the government employees. That's the whole point of this thing. I said this from day one. I said all the people giving the orders, the government employees and the politicians and the bureaucrats, will never miss a single paycheck. And it's easy for them to tell us, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to put you out of business for 2 months or 3 months or 6 months. Hey, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. Trust us. But you're getting your check. That should be the new rule. Any state government, you know, the governor, the legislature, any politician that runs government that demands a shutdown and a lockdown, you yourself have to be locked down in your house and your business has to be closed and you don't get your paycheck. And we'll see how quick they lock people down in the future when they don't get their paycheck. That's what's wrong with this situation.
Absolutely. They should be put under the same misery we're put under. If they're going to make us, if they're going to do this to us, take our money from us, lock us down, they need to have their money taken from them and locked down. And I've said I would even freeze their, I know you said you can't freeze their assets, but I would do it. I would go as far as I could to freeze their bank accounts if you could, whatever you can do. Because
yeah, I get it. But listen, here's the problem with that, Dave. Listen, it's totally fair to say if you tell the people they got to close their business and you're the governor, then you shouldn't collect your paycheck either. You can't freeze anyone's assets. That's called RICO. That's all about a crime you've committed, and you can't prove anybody purposely committed a crime. I mean, I think it's a crime. I think what Wolf's doing in Pennsylvania is a crime. I think what Whitmer's doing in Michigan's a crime. I think they're all terrible people. But you can't prove it's a crime because it's always going to be their opinion was they thought they were saving us. They thought they were saving lives. They did the best they could. You can't put someone in jail for that. You can't freeze their assets for that. But you could say, certainly say, if you lock down the populace, you're not getting your paycheck either if I'm not getting mine. That could be an executive order, and I think that should be one of Trump's executive orders. All right, Dave, thank you for the call. That could be the longest I ever let a caller on the phone, ever. In the history of my show, 10 minutes, Chris says, I had the guy on the phone. Dave, you got the award for the longest ever. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. By the way, all of you know that I'm a big believer in Liberty HealthShare. All of you know I gave up Aetna health insurance, and I went with Liberty, and that's going to be 5 years ago, starting on January 1st. It'll be my fifth year with Liberty, which means I saved $90,000 in premiums. That's crazy. That means every time I look at my bank account, I have an extra $90,000 because of Liberty HealthShare. That's crazy. Wonderful. Crazy wonderful, not crazy bad. But everybody should check them out. You owe it yourself to give Liberty a call. Tell them you're calling because of Wayne Allyn. You're a fan of Wayne, fan of war. And they will treat you like a VIP. It's a Christian nonprofit ministry. It's not health insurance, but they do the best job, I think, much better than health insurance. Well, what do I like to say? It's not health insurance. It's better. Starts as low as $349 per month. Liberty has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me, like I say, $90,000. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com. This is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now Optavita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three, free, when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember this special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com. Or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award winning singer Ricky Revel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. The joke is that Biden is the one who interrupted Trump almost as much as Trump interrupted Biden, and then Chris Wallace interrupted Trump more than Trump interrupted Biden. Well, now it turns out that in 2012 there was a VP debate between Biden and Paul Ryan, and Biden interrupted Ryan 82 times, and nobody said a word about it. Not one word was ever said. Can you explain any of this? It's such a double standard. When Democrats interrupt Republicans, it's no big deal. But when a Republican interrupts a Democrat, even though, by the way, Biden did plenty of interrupting of Trump, and Chris Wallace interrupted Trump more than Biden interrupted Trump, that's okay. Now the commission's got to step in, and they got to issue statements and claim they're changing everything. Trump says he's not going to let them change, if you're with me in hour number two. Trump says, screw you, that's not going to happen. We're not changing the debate format to give an advantage to Biden. Of course Biden doesn't want Trump interrupting, because Biden can't think, and Biden can't speak anymore, and Biden can't put sentences together. Biden loses his train of thought. Biden gets mixed up and confused. Biden looks like a deer in the headlights. So, of course, they don't want Trump questioning Biden. They want to give him a free rein to talk and have nobody interrupt. It's such a big deal that Trump interrupted that, oh, my God, the Commission on Presidential Debates has got to get involved. The debate, oh, my God, it was terrible. It was an SH show. They were all saying, oh, my, it was a crap show. Oh, my God. Well, former Bush 43 Press Secretary Ari Fleischer noted it was Biden who first broke the rules and repeatedly interrupted Trump. Right. He said, I rewatched the start of the debate. The first quarter went to Trump, who gave an uninterrupted, excuse me, the first question went to Trump, who gave an uninterrupted two-minute response. Then Biden gave an uninterrupted two-minute response. Then it went back to Trump, whose answer was interrupted three times by Biden. If you don't like it, blame Biden for starting it. He's 100% right. I saw that while I was watching the whole, you know, while I was watching the debate. And then a report from 2012, the VP debate, Paul Ryan and Biden, by ABC's Good Morning America, shows Biden heckling and interrupting Ryan over and over again 82 times. The result was a Saturday Night Live skit and no calls to change the rules or cut the mics. Wow. It's just so weird. In the 2012 VP debate, this is somebody tweeting out, I don't know who this person is, Eddie Zipper, must be a joke with a name like that, some sort of fake name. But he says, in the 2012 VP debate, Biden interrupted Paul Ryan 82 times, made faces the entire time, and dropped a steady stream of insults on Ryan, and the media loved it. In 2020, he came out and tried to use the same tactic on Trump. Of course, it was all fun and games, and Biden brought us this style of debate in 2012. Saturday Night Live turned it into a skit. I mean, it's just incredible how they treat us. Incredible. But the good news is, liberals, you know, nobody really said that Biden won the debate big or anything like that. But liberals certainly thought Biden, you know, was okay. And they thought Trump, by interrupting so much, was bad. And meanwhile, you know, there was a Telemundo poll where Trump won by a landslide. I think it was 64-34, if I remember correctly, by a landslide with Hispanics. And then Trump sees approval rating rise in the post-debate poll. This is where I laugh, because every single time Trump said something that the media thought he was done, in 2015 and 2016, he said something about, you know, prisoners of war, and he made some comment about this, and he made some comment about that, and they always thought, that's it, it's over, Trump's dead. And the next day, he'd rise in the polls. The more the media hates Trump, the more the people like Trump. And so, the latest approval poll, Trump was down at 46% after being 50 or higher 10 days in a row. He was down to 46%. In the 3 days before the debate. And then he does the debate, and he's now back up to 49%. So everybody they've polled at this point has seen Tuesday night's contentious debate, and he went up 3 points. Very, very interesting. As usual, media's wrong, liberals wrong, critics wrong, nothing ever changes. Always wrong. And then I'll finish up tonight with this last story. Voter registration data in battleground states shows huge boost for the GOP. Voter registration data in a handful of key states. In Florida, Republicans added 195,000 voters. Democrats added only 98,000. In 2016, Republicans added 182. Democrats added 163 over the same period of time. This is from March through September. So Republicans beat Democrats by about 100,000 new registrations in Florida. And at the same time in 2016, Republicans won by only about 17,000. In Pennsylvania, Republicans added 135,000. Democrats added 57,000. So again, we're kicking their ass. In North Carolina, Republicans added 83,000 from March through September. Democrats added 38,000. In all three states, the numbers were much worse in 2016. So how can you tell me Trump is losing in the polls? It's not even possible. Not even possible. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. We'll see you tomorrow right here on USA Radio Network. Right here on my flagship station, 790 KBET in Las Vegas, 790 AM. We'll see you tomorrow. Have yourself a great night. I hope you were in my parade yesterday. If you were, I know you had a great time. Great time had by all, and I think we'll do it again. One more before the election on a weekend so everyone can participate. Speak to you soon.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.